Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Hex Group has announced that the company was awarded a total of 7 tracts in the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Oil and Gas Cook Inlet Area-wide 2021 competitive oil and gas lease sale. The awarded tracts are located both offshore and onshore and comprise a total of 24,950.28 acres across 3 separate project areas. Hex Group's CEO John Hendricks spoke to KSRM.
Right now we own the kitchen lights unit, which is 83,500 acres, and we produce 15 million a day from one the smallest but newest platform in Cook Inlet. You need to, just like any portfolio, financial or resource-wise, you need to diversify. We wanted to shore up our base in the kitchen lights and protect our flank. And then we wanted to also look at some other plays, gas on land, and maybe oil development on land. And so that's why you saw the stuff on the North Kenai Road that we purchased. And then the North Fork area that for somehow reason the state had up for lease and we bid on it. We had to do it because it was available.
Hex Group acquired 4 tracts offshore Cook Inlet adjacent to the kitchen lights unit and Julius R. production platform. An onshore tract was awarded to the Hex Group over the North Fork unit. An additional 2 tracts onshore and offshore were awarded in the vicinity of the Birch Hill unit. Hendricks says it's about improved production and increased savings.
We went from no employees in the Cook Inlet to now we got probably 21 employees total in the state of Alaska. Before a predecessor company, Fury. The guys in the field call us Fury Blue because Fury before was Fury Red. I mean, I'm from Homer. It's nice to bring jobs to the peninsula. You know, our hub is right there in Nikiski, and we have a production facility there, and we have people working at that production facility. And really, we could do more with the people we have. They had real fun with this lease and understand that we're more than just one platform out in Cook Inlet, that we can do more. That gives us our foundation to build from. And that's why we also bought adjacent acreage to the kitchen lights unit.
The company will review its operations and budget plans for the acquired acreage in the third and fourth quarters of 2021. A recent social media post is picking up a lot of traction where a man was seen helping a baby moose get over a guardrail near Clam Gulch on the Kenai Peninsula. The calf and the man who helped it are okay now, but Joe Tate says he knows the situation could have gone differently. He said he was driving back home Sunday after fishing with his friends in Inilchik. Said he saw a line of cars and a moose on the road. He said he looked closer and saw a mother moose pacing back and forth on the road, and then he saw the calf trying to get over the rail back to its mother for nearly a half hour.
It was trying to get over the guardrail. It was tired. It was very, very young. I mean, week and a half old. Well, they were going around at a little bit faster speed than you want.
Tate said he and his friends drove the trailer in between the mother and the calf, breaking the line of sight. Another car followed their lead in the opposing side of traffic. And that's when Tate hopped over the guardrail and the exhausted calf went up to him. He said he didn't have to chase it.
I didn't want a moose to get hit or a human or a car. And as soon as I sat it down, I just backed away.
Tate said the mother didn't reject the calf, despite it having contact with him. It is worth noting that what Tate did is technically illegal. Alaska wildlife troopers and Fish and Game said that they have a hard time knocking a Good Samaritan situation like this one in particular. But they did say that handling or possessing wildlife is a punishable misdemeanor offense. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source.
This has been This Week on the Kenai. On the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.